Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Revenge of Her Wolves by Tara West, narrated by Elizabeth Russell. Part 1. Envy, Enemies, and Deception. Prologue. Tarianya. My daughter fits so perfectly on my hip, as if I'd been carved especially for her. I nuzzled her cheek when she gave me that cherubic smile. I was alarmed by her canines, for they were getting sharper every day. My daughters were a daily reminder of their wolf-shifter fathers, for they had their silver-blue eyes, they loved being outdoors, and their smiles were far too feral. Deep in my gut, I knew they were destined to be not just wolf-shifters, but witches, too. I held tightly to Ember, the more introspective and quiet of my toddlers. My twin sister, Sharina, followed me up the narrow path with Aurora, my bold and adventurous child, on her hip. My daughters were my primary source of joy after our father forced us to dwell deep within the dark Periculean forest, which sat beneath the looming mountains by the same name. It was always gloomy here, a mirror of my miserable heart. This was the most treacherous part of our journey to the village, stepping over gnarled roots and dodging stinging branches while hiking up a steep incline, all while trying not to drop my child or the basket of soaps tucked in the crook of my arm. We'd just come from bathing in the falls. Our hair was still damp, plaited on top of our heads so as not to soak our gowns. Our skin glowed beneath the orange rays of the waning sunlight streaming through the pines. We would have to get inside soon, for even though it was warm in late spring, the night still brought a bite to them. My children loved bathing in the falls. It was their favorite thing to do, though it didn't take much to make them happy. Unlike me, whose soul was always shrouded in a dark cloak of gloom while I struggled to accept all that I'd lost. Ember and her sister Aurora were all that were left of their fathers, mates I'd only spent one night with before my world had imploded. An unusual hush fell about the forest, and I stopped as if I'd hit a wall, wincing when a bar of soap fell out of my basket with a thunk. Sharina swore behind me. I almost ran into you. Sorry, I breathed. My nostrils flared as I scented a change in the air. Adrian was here. I looked behind me at my scowling sister as she picked up my fallen bar of soap and put it in her basket. We'd once been mirror images, but now there were obvious differences in our features. Perhaps it was that her face and figure were fuller. I've barely had an appetite these days. Perhaps it was that her moss-colored eyes didn't have dark circles beneath them after 3 years of crying herself to sleep. I should have been jealous that her honey-kissed skin had retained its youthful glow, and her hair as dark as a raven's wing was still long and full of luster. I didn't care, though. Not when I could only think of vengeance against the king who'd taken so much from me. A howl rang out, and Sharina's scowl deepened. You don't have to answer his call. I do. For my father-in-law wouldn't be pleased if I didn't. She nodded toward the path ahead. We have to heal Claudette. Claudette, the mousy human villager who'd spent most of her life being sick, was always struggling with one ailment or another. Though she'd been born to a family of witches, Claudette had no magic and was a constant source of worry to her family. To everyone. Her various ailments confounded my magic, for I'd heal one malady, only for her to get sick with another. I was growing ever tired of rushing to her bedside. Mother said it's a simple cold. I scanned the forest's lengthening shadows, spotting movement out of the corner of my eye. She can wait a few more hours. Sharina adjusted Aurora on her hip when my child began to fuss. Terry, I can't keep covering for you like this. I shrugged. Just tell Father I got lost picking berries.
Do you think he'll believe it?
I kissed Ember's forehead, my lips lingering on her damp skin. He probably already knows. Then don't do this, she pleaded. Your children need you.
I hated that I had to continually have this argument with my sister, with all my family. Why couldn't they understand? I do this for my children, to avenge their people, their fathers. They need their mother more than they need revenge. I resented the censure in her tone, the judgment in her eyes. I gritted my teeth when Adrian howled again. Sharina, I appreciate everything you do for my girls and me, but you don't know what it's like to lose someone you love.
I don't.
Sharina's features twisted, and for a moment, I feared she'd use her enchanted voice to compel me to stay.
I lost you 3 years ago.
I rolled my eyes to the darkening sky. Don't be so dramatic. I handed Ember off to her. Sharina balanced both children on her hips as if they were extensions of herself.
The Tarianya I knew is dead.
Her voice cracked as my children fussed on her hip, their fists in their mouths. They were hungry, but my milk dried up long ago. Take them home and feed them, I said to her. Her mouth pinched as if she'd sucked on rotten fruit.
Don't change the subject. You have the same stony look in your eyes as our mother.
I threw up my hands, frustration pounding a drum in my skull. And now I understand why she's depressed. Every day of my life for the past 3 years has been more depressing than the day before. She adjusted my fussy children in her arms again.
You focus so much on what you've lost, and you don't appreciate what you've gained.
The condescension in her tone was too much.
You think I don't love my children?
She shrugged.
Not enough.
Not enough! A blade twisted in my heart. How could my twin be so cruel? They're all I have left of the men I love.
They might not be dead.
Her voice lacked conviction. She was lying to me and herself, and she couldn't even look me in the eyes. Despite all she'd done for my children, I'd never resented her more than at that moment for trying to sway me with false hope. Tears misted my eyes. 3 years and no whisper of them, I hissed, then tensed as another wolf howl punctured the air, this one more urgent. I snarled at my sister.
My father-in-law is calling me. I'll try to hurry. Will you watch the girls or not? I snapped, unable to keep the venom from my tone.
Her eyes flared as my children squirmed against her.
I always do, don't I?
Thank you. I picked up my skirts, preparing to run. I swear I'll make it up to you when this is all over.
When this is all over?
Her laughter was a mad witch's cackle.
You think a few burned shifters and a fledgling witch are going to defeat an army of 1,000 dragons? That fire addled his brains, Tarianya. He's going to get you all killed. But don't worry.
She squeezed my children close to her sides.
I'll take care of the girls. I do a better job than you do anyway.
I sucked in a hiss, the venom in her words leaching into my veins. That was unkind, Sharina. She turned up her chin, defiance flashing in her eyes.
It's true.
I swallowed back my emotions. Maybe she was right, but I didn't want to think on it right now. Adrian needed me. I'll be back after nightfall.
Nightfall? She shrieked.
I sensed the shift in her voice and tensed when storm clouds darkened her eyes. Knowing she was about to use her voice on me, I covered my ears and fled, nearly tripping over my skirts as I ran toward the shadows, toward the only one who understood my sorrow and whose thirst for revenge was even greater than my own. Clutching the handle of my basket in a bruising grip, I hurried down the worn clay path beneath the thick canopy of trees. The moon had disappeared behind the treetops, and the night was too dark even for my fey-touched eyes. Fortunately, the fireflies had come to my aid, lighting the way toward my parents' small hut deep in the forest. I gave a start when a hulking, winged shadow appeared from behind a large oak.
Father!
I gasped, clutching my chest when I caught the familiar stoop of his shoulders.
You gave me a fright!
He advanced toward me, his features shrouded by the hood of his cloak.
Where have you been?
I stepped back when he bore down on me, his wings snapping open. I got lost picking berries. He pulled back his hood, the malicious gleam in his dark eyes making my knees quake.
That's hardly enough berries, considering how long you were gone.
I didn't bother looking down at my basket. I knew he was right. I ate most of them. I hated how easily the lie slipped off my tongue. I resented my father for forcing my dishonesty, for not expecting me to do anything to avenge my mate's deaths.
You're a terrible liar, Tarjana.
Crossing his beefy arms, he frowned down at me as if I was a toddler who'd been caught sneaking a biscuit.
Did you at least heal Claudette?
No, I will go there now. I turned to go, gasping when he snatched my arm.
It's late,
he said in a tone that left no room for argument.
You'll go in the morning.
Fine. I shook off his grip. If you would excuse me, I have to get back to my children. I tried to walk past him, but he blocked my path.
Sharina already put them to bed.
Oh, my heart twisted. Had I been gone that long? Now Sharina would have even more cause to call me a horrible mother.
She might as well be their mother, he said with a sneer. She takes better care of them than you do.
My shoulders caved inward, but then something snapped deep within me. I was so sick of my father judging me for mourning my mates. I am taking care of my children. He arched a thick brow.
By planning an insurrection that will get you killed?
Shifter kind will never be safe as long as that bastard king lives, and you know my daughters are probably shifters.
Nobody else has to know.
I loathed the apathy in his voice. We just keep hiding like cowards, knowing the king wants nothing more than to annihilate the entire shifter race?
Your magic isn't strong enough yet.
His deep voice cracked.
We must bide our time and stick to the prophecy.
He had that same mad gleam in his eyes every time he spoke of the prophecy. I wanted to scream. I'm so damn sick and tired of hearing about the prophecy. I threw the basket of berries to the ground and waved a fist in his face. I will not let the whisperings of witches decide my fate. He snatched my wrist, squeezing until my bones ached.
Thousands of fae died so that you could fulfill that fate.
I called on my magic, summoning enough of a spark for him to let go with a hiss. And I'm sorry for them, but do you understand the absurdity of your plan? Refusing to back down when he snarled again, I glared up at him, jabbing his chest. For me to side with the king who killed my mates? To get vengeance on a queen who killed your friends? His eyes turned wild.
It's not as simple as that, and I've already told you that you can have your vengeance against Falknin after you defeat Malvolia.
I clenched my fists until my nails pierced my palms as my vision clouded red. I was so angry with my father for using me for his own gain while dismissing my shattered heart. I'll never side with him, Father. I searched the dark pools of his eyes. You'll have to find some other witch to fulfill your prophecy. His shoulders fell, a look of pain flashing in his eyes.
Child, I never wanted it to come to this. One day when your memories come back, I hope you can forgive me.
My memories? I asked as my father stepped to the side. An old man in brown robes stood behind my father. His long gray beard nearly dragged the ground as he hunched over a weathered cane. Who are you? I demanded, stepping back. Something wasn't right. What had my father said about my memories?
Hello, Tarjana.
The old man's eyes pinched, his bushy eyebrows like two fuzzy white caterpillars.
I'm an old friend of your mother's.
My gut roiled, and every instinct told me to run when the old man lifted his hand. My father ducked beneath his cape, but I didn't move in time to avoid the blinding white light that pierced my skull and held me immobilized in its grasp. Who was he, and what was he doing to me? Unable to fight, I fell to my knees with a groan. My skull ached as if the old man's fingers were digging inside my brain. Though I couldn't see, I felt tears leak from my eyes and stream down my face. My vision was eclipsed by that piercing white light, and it hurt so very much. I heard my mother's voice, though perhaps it was a dream. "You said she wouldn't suffer her."
"It can't be helped," the old man grunted. "Her magic is stronger than I realized."
"Be careful with her," my father cried.
I wanted to cry out to my father, beg him to save me, but the voice was stolen from my lungs. What was the old man doing? Was he erasing my memories?
"Mind spinner,"
a voice warned me, for my parents had told us about the mage before.
"No."
I didn't know how to fight it, but I flung out my magic, envisioning myself planting a seed of memories deep inside my mind where the mind spinner couldn't reach them. My children's laughter, my sister's scowl, Asher and Finn's piercing eyes, and my heart that beat for them.
"You are Tarianya, mother to Ember and Aurora, mate to Asher and Finn, sister to Sharina.
Never forget. Never forget." That was the last thing I thought before surrendering to oblivion. Chapter 1. A burst of fire arced over our heads. I sucked in a scream when Radnor banked hard to the right, his wings tucked behind him as he soared through the air, deftly dodging mage flame. Despite his quick maneuvers, I wasn't in danger of falling off the dragon's back while Helion had his arms wrapped tightly around me. Those blue banners and their army of dragons were within reach, for I could make out the setting sun's rays striking through the membranes and the dragon's wings as they held the line guarding Peloponnese's western wall. I kept looking behind me at that advancing army of Ravini mages, at least 1,000 fire-wielding, winged adversaries closing in on us. My wyverns, Bella and Beau, who flew behind Radnor, followed his every move while my mates clung to their backs. My mates. I could hardly believe it. The biting wind as we catapulted through the clouds stung my face and burned my eyes. The curses and hollers from the advancing army rattled my ears and churned my stomach, and the buzz of magic in my veins scalded my fingers. But I didn't complain, because I was in Helion's arms, one place I never thought I'd find myself again. Even though the world was falling apart around us, I felt safe in his embrace. I only wished I could have said the same thing for my mates. Beau let out an agonized roar, and my world slowed until there was nothing but the pounding of my heart and the looks of terror in my mates' faces. The wyverns trailed behind while the Ravini mages closed the distance between them. Though I'd been fighting our bond, fate hadn't thrown us together only to tear us apart again. "We need to turn back, or your brothers will die," I called to Helion, fighting to speak against the wind. Helion squeezed me tighter, his voice as biting as the wind pelting my face.
"We can't wait for them."
Panic seized my skull when Beau cried out again. I cast a glance over my shoulder. The tip of one wing was on fire. "You'd let your brothers die?"
"My priority is getting you to safety."
His voice was as hard and sharp as a newly forged blade, as if he cared nothing for his brother's fate.
"Is it?"
"What's that supposed to mean?"
he growled, digging his fingers into my waist.
"Getting rid of them will solve many of your problems."
He squeezed me so hard, my ribs ached.
"I'm trying to save you, Anya."
"They're the ones who need saving. Slow down and I will blast the mages."
I'd do whatever it took to save my mates, even if it meant I had to kill.
"All of them?"
"Yes." Though I prayed it wouldn't come to that. If I could just blast a few of the mages up front, hopefully the rest would fall back. Helion let out a string of curses before hollering to Radnor.
"Slow down."
"No,"
the dragon answered.
"Do it, Radnor!"
I felt as if some other woman had taken over me as I yelled, my voice vibrating my very bones. Radnor slowed, and Bee and Beau catapulted past us, my mates still clinging to their backs.
"What are you doing?"
Asher snarled, shaking a fist at us.
get to safety.
Ignoring him, I spun in the saddle and wrapped my legs around Helion's waist. Heat crept into my cheeks when he flashed a devious grin. I remembered straddling him exactly like this in the throes of passion. No doubt, he remembered it too. Only this time we were on a dragon's back and being hunted while my rabbit was pressed between us, his tall ears tickling my chin. In my newer, taller fey body, I could easily see over Helion's shoulder. They flew at us in a V, just like a flock of birds. If I could cut off the head of the formation, perhaps the rest of the mages would falter. I could almost make out the red gleam in the closest mage's eyes as I unleashed my magic, firing directly at his chest and the four mages flanking him. "Just them," I whispered. White magic spooled out of my hands, streaming across the sky toward my targets. I would not let them kill the fathers of my children. That's what I kept telling myself. The blast sucked all sound from the air before striking the first five mages, turning them to dust, and knocking back several dozen others in the line, sending them tumbling back like cannons through the air. Those mages knocked others out of the air, and the entire line crumbled, dropping from the sky like birds striking a window. I spun back around, clutching my rabbit as we neared the blue banners. Bile rose into my throat as I looked at the two dragons flanking the front line, each bigger than Radnor, keeping sentry on the twin towers guarding the gate. My gaze was drawn to an even bigger dragon and his soldier. Malice shone in their gazes as they took off from the front of the gate, flying right for us. Radnor let out a roar, hovering in the air, Bella and Beau flanking him as the dragon and his rider approached. I gasped when fire raced up the dragon's throat. At the very last moment, the dragon turned his maw to the sky, spewing a column of fire into the air. I threw out my hands, and a white shield stretched from my fingertips, capturing the embers that would have rained down on our heads.
"You dare show your faces here, traitors?"
the rider called from his dragon's back, seemingly unimpressed by my magic. This soldier wore silver-plated armor and a striking blue-feathered blaze down the back of his helmet. Through his armor, I could make out the lines framing his eyes. He looked and sounded at least 20 years older than Helion.
"Yes, we dare," Helion boomed. "Nice to see you again, too, Commander Bane."
The dragon's nostrils flared, smoke pouring from his snout as he glared at me and then my mates like we were his next meal.
"What is your business here?"
Commander Bane demanded.
"We seek sanctuary from Malvolia's army," Helion called back.
The commander nodded toward me with a smirk.
"Looks like you have a good handle on her army already."
"Our white witch is tired,"
Helion squeezed my sides.
"She needs rest so she can heal and fulfill her prophecy to destroy Malvolia."
The commander gave me an accusatory look.
"How do we know you're not bringing her here to destroy our king?"
"You don't."
He splayed a hand across his heart.
"But I swear on my honor I have not brought her here to destroy my father."
"As if we'd trust in a deserter's honor,"
the commander snorted, and his dragon laughed maliciously, more smoke pouring from his snout.
"I deserted to save my brothers," Helion answered in a voice that was surprisingly calm. "You would have done the same for your families. I have no more title, no more country. All I have left is my honor."
The commander paused, his stony face unreadable except for the slight twitch of his mouth. When he looked down at his dragon, patting his scales, I realized they were deep in conversation.
"What say you, witch?"
He gave me a dark look.
"Have you come to destroy our king?"
"No, I have not." My spine stiffened at the accusation in his voice. "No harm will come to your king at my hands, so long as he means us no harm." Besides, I thought to myself, I wouldn't steal that honor from my mates.
"You know full well a white witch will tip the scales in this war,"
Helion said, his fingers pressing firmly into my belly and branding my skin.
"She is also a powerful healer and will save thousands of Caldarian lives in the coming battles. You should worry more about what my father will do to you if you turn her away.
And what about the bastards?
Fire raced through my veins when the commander nodded toward my mates with a sneer.
I make no promise what my brothers will do,
Helion answered, his voice as taut as a newly strung bow.
But if my father's guards can't protect him against a few shifters, then they don't deserve to wear the crest.
The soldier paused, looking down at his dragon's scales, his mouth twitching. Finally, he cleared his throat.
We will let you and the witch through, but not the bastards.
I gritted my teeth. They go where I go.
Now let us pass, Helion snarled, or our white witch will turn you to dust.
For the first time, I saw fear reflecting in the commander's eyes. Even his dragon flinched, flapping back several feet. But they let us pass. We flew over them and the line of dragons parted to let us through. Not until we flew past the blue banners, across a stretch of sand dunes, and above the gleaming city, did I heave a sigh of relief. I had no words to describe the city we flew over. Bright blue banners blew from the tops of domed buildings. From the height of rooftops to the wide porticos of the Colosseum, this city wasn't built on a grand scale for merely show. It was made for dragons. Now I understood why Thorin had once referred to it as Dragon City. I was struck mute with awe while taking in the sights, from the sparkling river that ran through the center of the city to the massive eyrie carved into the northern seawall, a series of shallow caves and nests that stretched as far as my eye could see. We were met with more of the same resistance at the palace gates, and we handled it just as we'd done at the city wall, managing those guards and their dragons easily enough with a few showers of white magic. After leading us into a pretty courtyard, Helion helped me off Radnor, and I clumsily fell into his arms. Helion paid no heed to Asher's growls, but needles pricked my spine at the thunderous look in my wolf mate's eyes. I pushed out of Helion's embrace, doing my best to get used to my legs. Finn was at my side.
Are you okay?
I nodded. Just need some time to adjust to this new body.
Your true body, Asher corrected.
I clenched my hands into fists.
I'm not getting into it with you now, Asher.
Refusing to give him another look, I brushed past him, my gait wobbly, before I fell against Beau. Whimpering, he cradled his injured wing against his chest. I stroked his long maw, wiping away a tear the size of my palm.
It's okay, baby, I cooed, infusing my healing magic into his shredded wing.
After he was healed, I slowly stood, shaking my dizzy head. I'd used far too much magic and needed food and rest. I feared I'd get neither once we breached the castle. I laughed when Beau let out a loud squawk and dragged his long tongue up the side of my face. Then I healed a minor injury on B's side. Radnor snarled when I tried to check him for injuries.
What do you think my armor is for, witch?
I didn't answer. I could think of nothing witty to say, and my heart was too heavy for jests. I dug into the bag hanging on my chest and pet Demon's silky ears, using his touch to ground me, and maybe distract me from the fact that my life was spiraling out of control. Though I refused to look at them, I could practically feel Helion and Asher staring holes into my skull. We said our goodbyes to Radnor as he took Bee and Beau to the castle eyrie. Dragons of all shapes and colors circled overhead, and I worried for my wyverns. I hoped Radnor would come to their defense if the other dragons tried to harm them, though I doubted the drake would do me any more favors. I gaped at a white stone portico wrapped in overgrown vines that led into the tallest building I'd ever seen, a castle that had to have been at least 2 dozen stories in height. Elements, I felt sorry for the servants who had to navigate those stairs. My mates had frightening gleams in their eyes, fur sprouting on their faces, their fangs extending as they kicked up the dirt beneath them. Mind your tempers, Helion hissed to his brothers before taking my hand.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?